Hey, welcome to the Ad Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Kyle James, and today we'll be talking about how an entertainment company called We Edition is using AI inside of their own business. And we'll share the exact steps that you can take in order to implement AI for yourself. Now, before I dive into that, listen closely. Are you looking to implement AI inside of your own company, or maybe just struggling to get your AI to stop hallucinating? Speak to GPT Trainer. GPT Trainer literally builds out and manages your AI for you, eliminating hallucinations for good. Go to gpt-trainer.com. I promise you, it'll be the biggest time-saving decision that you've made all year. Trying to set up AI on your own is like trying to build a house from scratch. Sure, you could do it, but the time and frustration it's going to take you to get it finished, it may not be worth it. It's 1,000 times faster and safer to hire professionals. Schedule your consultation today. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Today, I have with me on the show Darren Darnborough, who is an actor and the co-founder of We Edition, which is a cutting-edge digital platform that transforms the casting and audition process for actors and casting professionals. Excited to have this conversation. Hey, Darren, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, Carl. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man, for sure. So give us some context here. Like, tell us a little bit about We Edition. How did you find the company? And like, what exactly do y'all do?
Well, so We Edition, we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary, which was amazing. We had a huge event at the Cannes Film Festival in France to celebrate that. And how I started the company, is really that story of creating a product for what you need yourself. I'm an actor. My co-founders are both actors. And we hit this pain point in our audition process of finding somebody to read our audition lines with. So for anyone that's not aware of the acting industry, that clearly when you're an actor, your agent or the casting director will send you an audition, which usually consists of a few pages of the script. And traditionally you would go into an office at an appointment time and do your version of that audition. So you'd have to learn those lines, rehearse those scenes. Nowadays, and when we started, there was a little bit of this going on, but now it's almost exclusively online. So your audition tapes are recorded at home by yourself and sent in versus us going to an appointment. But in both instances, the actor always needs someone to read opposite. So what we do at We Audition is we are an on-demand database of actors ready to be hired to be your scene partner. And it's a completely on-demand, any time of day or night, 24/7, like ordering an Uber, you order an actor through video chat to help you on your lines and to record what's known as a self-tape.
Wow, that's cool. So almost like the on both fronts here, like you have like the actual cast, right? I guess I'm saying that right, the cast, and then also the actors. Like the cast is like looking for people to bring on as actors. And then you have also on the flip side where you have actors who are like, hey, I want to, you know, do a couple of lines and do a couple of presentations, or I'm saying that wrong. I know I am. A couple of a script for the actors, and they can kind of bring it together, and now you can kind of, I'm almost looking like I think of like soccer, like sponsorships, right? Or like, hey, let me see your game film. And also a coach going, hey, I want to see your game film, but a soccer player wants to upload their own game film in the same case. So it's kind of like that, right?
It's a little like that. So for any TV show or any film you can imagine, when they're looking for a new character, they send out what's called a breakdown. And that breakdown lists the type of person they want. So it could be their age range, are they a lawyer, are they a doctor, are they a criminal, what's their background. It's a few lines, and then they'll send out a few pages of the script, and then the actor's job, once they get the audition sent through their agent, is to interpret that script, put that character on a tape, and somebody else off the tape, off the screen for the audition, reads all the other lines apart from your character. So what's happened as the audition process has moved out of the rooms where we used to go in, where the casting director or the producer is the other person reading with us, we're now required to do that ourselves at home. So people are asking their parents or their girlfriend or their friend down the street. And those people aren't actors and they don't understand the scripts properly. They get bored, they get tired, they get frustrated. They might not be available. And so that was what we were solving, really, is this issue that an actor always needs another actor. And you would think that's not hard. You know, probably most actors know other actors. But I live in LA. At the time, I was living in the middle of Hollywood in an apartment building where I knew probably 20 other actors. And still, it was tough to get somebody to help you when you wanted the help. So I remember thinking, if it's hard for me living in the epicenter of film, what is it like for an actor in Idaho or in the Philippines or somewhere where there's less concentration of actors?
Yeah, it's almost like they can get that help. Because, I mean, almost like it's making it where, one, like even on the cast side, they can branch out because now they're getting help. The actors are getting help. They're better at their script, right? Their tonality and all the things that they need.
Yes.
But at the same time, the actors are even getting help. And like, hey, look, here's some feedback, right? Are they providing feedback like along the way?
That's correct. Yeah. So the readers on our system can provide feedback if the actor wants it. And some actors don't. They've done their work with another coach or with their own process. So sometimes they, you know, will just ask somebody to literally read the other line. And sometimes because they're experienced professional actors, you do ask for feedback. And it can be as far as if I'm auditioning for a certain show on television, I can find an actor that's already worked on that show. So they can give me specific information for that world or that structure of how that audition will go, because they have a unique insight into that wow. world.
That's really cool how you have that frame. There's just so many avenues of like a value add for everyone that's like has their hands inside the software. And now you're using AI, right, over at We Audition. Like, love what you guys are doing. Tell me, like, why did you start adding AI in the first place, and like specifically what challenges were you trying to solve with it?
Well, I think how we connected, Carl, was you heard an interview where I was talking about how I'm using AI as an actor myself. In the company, we aren't using AI so much as we probably could be. We're a little hesitant. Our industry has been not very warming towards AI, I could say. We had some strikes against it with the Actors Union. So my company specifically has to be a little careful about what type of AI we use and what we don't. But on a day-to-day basis, absolutely, I'm using AI to run my business, to make, you know, decisions or give ideas or rewrite things for me, mainly with, you know, more complex documents or if I've got something that I need to expand upon or a lot of research, I'm using it in that way, just in a time-saving sense. And I've, you know, trained my ChatGPT to understand what our company's about, how to speak in our brand voice, and to understand really our morals and values, which is very important. So that if I do ask it to suggest a way of writing something, it writes in mine and the brand's tone versus just pulling stuff from the internet, which might or might not be false or true. But then, you know, I know that there's instances where we always upgrade in the website and changing things and moving things around. And I know my CTO has found it very helpful to run code base through there to see, you know, through AI systems to, you know, expedite the process of coding as well, which is only beneficial for our members because it means we update features a lot quicker. And I think that's the thing that's a little misunderstood in this world is that, you know, with a small company like ours, where we do only have a couple of developers, the speed at which we can respond to the market is improved by coding more quickly. We can come up with ideas really quickly. So as the human side of that, we come up with these great ideas. And in the past years, it's been a lot longer to implement them, which can be frustrating for us. And it can, you know, extend that period for the customers of when they are getting a new interesting feature delivered to them.
Yeah, for sure.
But for Definitely. Me as an actor, you know, I use AI to research the jobs that I'm going for. If I'm going for a film role, you know, the audition will usually give me a few pieces of information about the production of the role that are vague at best because a lot of television and film is under NDAs these days. But what I will find out is what the general budget of the production is, who the director is, who the producer is, who the casting director is. And with information like that, traditionally as an actor, I would look those people up and I'd go through interviews and I could spend half a day understanding the tone that a director likes to work with. You know, if it's someone like Taylor Sheridan, they have a certain, from Yellowstone, he has a certain feeling on his shows. If it's a writer like Aaron Sorkin, they are very specific about their words and their punctuality, right? Now, you can find that out by watching interviews and doing research. But if you've got one or two days to create a whole audition tape. Any time that you can reduce that research period and get to the same place is beneficial. So I will run those names and those bits of information through ChatGPT or another AI, and it'll come out with some amazing research that's buried and right down deep that has proven to be very useful for me in auditions, in understanding what this tone of this piece will be, what the genre is, how I should play the character. I'm not allowing AI to tell me how to act, but sure. I am allowing it to give me the information for me to do my best job.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think you talked about it's the industry itself has been like kind of a bit slow and hesitant on the AI side. And that's a big deal. Right. And we see that a lot within the education space and people cheating with AI and things like that. But from your perspective, you're using AI and you see the value add to it. Even on both the casting side, the actors and the producers, talk with me the vision here, and I'm kind of pulling your creative side of the brain here, but what could you foresee it maybe helping the most for actors or for producers or for outside of just the research? Where do you think it would really make that home run hit if AI was implemented in the media industry?
I mean, it's a tricky one, I've got to be honest, because a lot of the creative industries is hinged on the person doing the job. For instance, casting. A casting director has a unique knowledge of actors that is personal to them, because a good casting director will have seen hundreds of actors audition. But what's out there in the public domain is only what work the actors have actually done. And so there's an argument that you could make casting more efficient by plugging in your script, seeing what kind of characters you need, and them suggesting a list of actors. What would happen there is those same actors will be seen over and over again, because they're pulling from what's out there in the world, the people that already booked the jobs. They're not pulling from the information that they have known from thousands of sessions of meeting these people in person. And if you're in the acting industry, I know hundreds, if not thousands, of amazing actors that the public yet don't know. They might have done a few lines here and a few lines there, and then one of them hits and becomes a big star, and all of the news in the world talks about them, and as if there's some overnight success. And you go, no, that person's been my friend for 10 years, and they've done a bit in this show and a bit in that show and a little bit over here. And so I think that's the challenge, is if you're going to use AI in that sense, how do you amalgamate what are in the creative people's brains, not just what's out there publicly? But how I can see it improving things for actors is in the ways that I said. We rely on books and coaches and interviews and YouTube videos and, source material to do our job. And if we're not inherently hesitant about AI, we can do our job quicker and better, right? So I go back to the idea of, if an actor can truncate that period of learning in order to deliver a better performance, I don't see how that's bad, right? If I get a script for a movie, it's 110 pages. That's going to take a couple of hours to read, and I might miss things, right? Now, if I'm getting the job, it's my job to know that script backwards, right? But if for the audition, I have a couple of days. And if I get a script that's 110 pages, I can run it through an AI and say, hey, what does every other character say about my character in this movie? So even a scene that I'm not in, but another character speaks about me, will give me clues about my character and helps me to build that character story. So I think just using AI technology in the right way for us to do our work quicker and more informed is good. Another place I see it helping massively is in contracts. There's a lot of to and fro goes back. A lot of actors get stung on contracts because they don't have the correct agents. So, run your contracts through and see if there's red flags there. And at some point, the issue of residuals and payments is very complex right now. And I think that can be improved us as actors, we work on a TV show, we get paid our day rate, and then we get paid when it gets watched on different TV channels. And we just have to rely on our union and the organization's processing that to tell us when, and we don't know how much we're getting. It's like a birthday gift. We have no idea.
Just waiting for us to come through.
Absolutely. And it might be big, it might be small, because the algorithms that they calculate it on are so complex that there's no possible way for us to know if our show played on television in Texas at primetime, right? And so I think some transparency in systems and things like that would be very useful in that sense.
Yeah, like almost like kind of like more of a data, not just like on the generative AI, but like a derivative where it's pulling like hard facts and figures of, hey, here's all the data behind it and here's what's producing. I like the idea too of like both like the character, when you talk about like the character script, like it's almost like, how do I dive deep into character? Because I feel like, and I, again, this is not opinion on, I'm not in the acting industry by any means, but like is really diving into the character. It's like, okay, how can I take a script and like understand exactly who I am and what I'm like acting out at? Like, I can see that like potentially playing a big role, even on the contract side. And Darren, I mean, I appreciate having you on the show. It's been an interesting perspective. We don't get a whole lot of people on the podcast. You're like kind of in the media and the industry, acting and things like that. But like, where can people that you suggest like go to learn a little bit more about you and maybe learn a little bit more about We Audition that you'd recommend?
Well, you know, I'd say my first suggestion to learn more about me is just put my name into your AI and it'll find a bunch of stuff to tell you.
Easy enough.
I've done that and it's pretty accurate. And the company is called weaudition.com. And it's, you know, it's a very specific tool. It's a tool for actors. So most people won't find it that interesting, but it's a niche community. It's a great business and we're very proud of it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's great having you on the show, man. It's like I said, it's been a new like part of my brain just being accessed here of like what exactly you guys are doing over at We Audition. I think it's really cool, and I applaud you for taking that leap and to like just starting off with using AI. You know, like that's a big deal within your industry as you've shared, and so hopefully we'll have you on the show again maybe sometime in the future. Who knows? Never know.
Thank you so much, Kyle. Appreciate it.
And as we wrap up, thanks again for everybody for listening in. Remember, if you're looking to implement AI into your business today, please don't try and do it yourself. The time and stress that the AI could cause, it may not be worth it. Schedule a call with GPT Trainer. Let them build out and manage your AI for you. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Have a great rest of your day. And looking forward to seeing everyone on the next episode of AI Chronicles.